Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and today I'm bringing to you part 5 of a 5-part worship series entitled Prepare, with today's message specifically entitled Go, our Christmas Eve message based off of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. So let us dive into the Word today. At that time, the Roman Emperor, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Amen. Go! Emmanuel, God is with us. So go. Go in boldness and faithful response to Christ. How many of you have seen the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase and Randy Quaid? For a large part of the movie, the film's protagonist, played by Chevy Chase, is Clark Griswold, and he believes he's going to get a huge Christmas bonus that will allow him to pay back the money he used to put a down payment on a pool for the family. All great intentions, right? Poorly executed. But anyway, Clark, when he finally does open his bonus envelope, what does he receive? Does anybody remember what he receives? He was enrolled in a year's subscription of the Jelly of the Month Club. Woohoo! Now, not only did Clark have tons of jelly to enjoy, but he could spread all of that jelly on his big, fat, in-debt slice of toast. So, first, let me recap our Prepare Sermon series for those of you who may just be popping in on this one for Christmas Eve. In our series this Advent, we have been talking about preparing our hearts for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Friends, we have learned that we cannot keep Christ and Christmas without keeping awake and alert for Christ's second coming. That baby Jesus isn't enough. It isn't baby Jesus who saved us, nor is it baby Jesus who will return to judge the living and the dead. We learned that we need to get ready for Jesus' return by repenting and turning back to God. We learned that part of preparing for Jesus' return is testifying or witnessing to what God has done in our lives. Jesus Christ is not supposed to be the world's greatest secret, but the world's only Savior. Spread the news. Finally, this morning we learned that we need to be as courageous as Mary was and answer yes to God, which takes trust and faith in the midst of life's uncertainties. Let me say this, we all have ideas and visions about what Christmas and our lives will be like. We spend weeks preparing. Mary and Joseph, too, have been preparing for Jesus' arrival for months. But there comes a time when we must stop preparing and just go and do, not knowing if it will turn out in the way we've been preparing for. The purpose of doing the work to prepare is not to guarantee that things will work out perfectly. Through this series, we've learned about preparation as a way of life that allows us to go wherever we must and deal with whatever comes when we do. Now, I want you to notice how much movement and urgency there is in this passage. All went to their towns to be registered, it says in verse 3, including Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, because Joseph was of the line of David, and David, of course, was from Bethlehem. Then the angel and the heavenly host appear suddenly. Jesus arrives. The shepherds go with haste to Mary and Joseph, and then they also go home glorifying and praising God. Now let's compare Mary and Joseph's reason for going to Bethlehem with the shepherds' reason. Mary and Joseph are following the orders of a worldly power, the emperor, Caesar Augustus, who demands fealty and worship, while the shepherds are responding to the exciting announcement from an angel and then an entire singing host of angels that the Savior has been born. Both parties had to go with courage. Mary and Joseph were not planning on giving birth to their child in the middle of a census, especially given the drama around Mary's pregnancy and what that meant for the both of them. Remember, Mary got pregnant under, let's say, suspicious circumstances. They may not have been prepared for that curveball, but their faith kept them awake, spiritually prepared to be able to go where and when they had to. The shepherds, though, had to be courageous too. Shepherds, by the way, had a reputation for being dirty and smelly. They were seen as thieves and were rejected by people around them. They knew people didn't want them to be around, and probably knew people would not believe their message about the Messiah's birth. And yet they went anyway. We go, sometimes literally, sometimes metaphorically, because we know that whatever happens, God is going with us. God loves us and wants to be with us. That is why Jesus, Emmanuel, came to be God with us. Mary and Joseph went because they had to, but God carried them and showed up for them in all sorts of ways, some unlikely. And while there was no room in the inn, God provided a manger for Jesus' birth. God showed up not just for Mary and Joseph, but for the world. They're going and God's doing are commingled together. Let me also note that it took a long time, years after this all took place, for people to understand how. This can give us heart when what we have to go through or to doesn't make sense to us in the moment or even in time. God has shown up for us and for all of humanity in a whole new way in the birth of Jesus, and God is still moving in the world today. Friends, we are able to go where we must and where we are led, knowing that God is with us and has empowered us to go, even amidst uncertainty. So I want you to reflect on where God is asking you to go right now, or where you have no choice but to go because of the circumstances. I want to assure you that God is with you. So let me ask this. What is standing in the way of you going? How can you lean into your spiritual or faith preparation so that you can go? How has your faith prepared you to go at this time, to this place, even if you never expected you would have to? God is here now. What does that mean for you in your going? Let me ask you this. Where are you going in a physical sense for the holidays? Are you staying home, visiting family, planning a trip? What are you worried about when you go? How do you want God to be present for you through your Christmas goings on? And how might God be calling you to a specific action? It could be courage to face a difficult relative or reconciliation with a family member. It could mean buying food or gifts for a family in need. As a church, where is God asking us to go? How are we prepared for this? Is there anything further we need to do to sharpen our preparation as we contemplate this now and in the future? Let us remember that Christ, who came as a baby 2,000 years ago, is alive and with us now, even as we speak here tonight, and will come again. Let us be ready to meet Jesus and, in the meantime, go where he's calling us to go. For you never know, if it will be there that he returns to tell us. Well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Happy birthday, Jesus. Our hearts are prepared for you. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be here, to be worshiping you, to be inspired by this message, and to be challenged by it, to go and to do the things that we have been called to do. Help us to be awake, to get ready, to testify, to be courageous, and to go, Lord, so that we may continue not only to be your disciples, but to further your kingdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, with that said, remember that I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very, very Happy New Year. I will be on a break, so there will be no message this coming week, but I'll be back in action in the next couple weeks. So I look forward to the next time we get to spend together. In the meantime, friends, remember you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Merry Christmas. Go in peace.